WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, the afternoon commute has been marked by heavy downpours and high winds in some areas. The storms have spawned local flooding in low-lying areas in north and central Jersey and have now moved into parts of South Jersey. At last count, more than 23,000 state residents lost power at the height of the storms, but restoration work has been underway now for several hours. Behind this heavy rain and wind, a major weather change. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow will have the latest, along with an update on any travel problems from fast traffic coming up. A 9-year-old girl asleep in her bed in Bridgeton was struck and killed by a stray bullet. The shooting happened a block from the girl's home around 12:30 a.m. The shot struck several vehicles and the house. A bullet went through the home's rear wall and into a bedroom where it hit the girl, identified as Jennifer Trejo. The group Environment New Jersey Research and Policy Center helped author a national report on air pollution that found 543 days of poor air quality in six Jersey metro areas in 2016.
We in New Jersey can do a lot, and we need the Murphy administration to double down on its commitment to expand electric vehicles.
The center's Doug O'Malley also wants the Murphy administration to ensure that the state is not expanding fossil fuel power plants. A fifth child has died from injuries sustained in a Union City house fire last week. 4-year-old Shamira Lopez has died. Friday morning's fire at a 3-story home also killed 3 boys. 2-year-old Jason Gonzalez, 7-year-old Christian Wask Mendez, and 13-year-old Jose Felipe Tejada, and a 5-year-old girl, Maylee Wood. Attorneys are citing an uptick in prenuptial agreements. Relationship expert Dr. Stacy Rose in Ocean says many still see prenups as a threat or red flag, but it's wise to prepare.
I do think that the more prepared and the more clear things are at the beginning of a relationship or a long-term marriage, hopefully a lifetime marriage, the easier it would be if that couple does decide to part ways.
A Princeton family law attorney says the uptick is partially linked to people getting married later in life with more assets to protect.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.